The current conflict began about 2 weeks ago when guerrillas belonging to the militant group Hezbollah crossed from southern Lebanon into northern Israel. They killed 8 Israeli soldiers and captured 2 others. Hezbollah is a militant Shiite group controlling much of southern Lebanon. Its goal is the destruction of Israel. The U.S. and Israeli governments consider it a terrorist group. But at the same time, it is a political and social entity. It holds seats in the Lebanese parliament, cabinet positions in the Lebanese government, and provides broad social services. In response to Hezbollah's attack on its soldiers, Israel launched a massive air campaign, hitting suspected Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon, and by crossing the border to fight Hezbollah guerrillas on the ground. Hezbollah retaliated by launching rockets into northern Israel. Fighting continues on all fronts, and military experts say there is no end in sight. Paul Rogers is a military expert at the University of Bradford in England. He says the Israeli military campaign has 3 goals.
One is to try and damage the Hezbollah facilities actually in southern Lebanon, and that has been particularly intensive. The second purpose is to try and pick out the longer-range Hezbollah facilities, both in terms of their main areas in southern Beirut, and particularly some of the suspected longer-range missile launchers. And there are reports that the Israelis have hit some of those. The third point of the campaign is really to disrupt any kind of logistic support for Hezbollah in the coming weeks and months. And that has involved the destruction of bridges, fuel systems and the rest for quite large parts of Lebanon as a whole, with very, very big side effects against Lebanese civilians.
Rogers says Israel is fighting a well-disciplined and determined force of about 5,000 Hezbollah paramilitaries, backed by 20 to 30,000 auxiliaries, many of whom are former paramilitaries who fought Israel in the mid-1980s. Rogers says Hezbollah is also equipped with more than 12,000 Katyusha rockets, short-range unguided missiles which the militant group has been launching into northern Israel on a consistent basis since the conflict began 2 weeks ago. Stephen Trimble, with the publication Jane's Defense Weekly, says Hezbollah may have other missiles in its arsenal.
They haven't fired yet some of the more long-range missiles which they're believed to actually possess. One is the Zelzal rocket. It's a family of rockets that has a range from 120 to 400 kilometers. And an Iranian rocket called the Fajir. It's also a family of rockets that can has a range of somewhere between 40 to 70 kilometers, depending on the rocket that's used.
Trimble says Hezbollah also has unmanned aerial vehicles that could be modified with a warhead and used in attacks on Israel. Paul Rogers from Bradford University says the 2-week conflict has already provided some unpleasant surprises for the Israelis.
The biggest surprise of all was the attack on the Israeli missile corvette on the second day of the war, using quite an advanced sea-skimming missile fired from land. Now, the boat that was hit, it's one of the SAR 5-class corvettes, among the most modern and well-armed of any missile boat in the world, with defensive systems very much designed to protect it from just such a missile. It's not at all clear that the Israeli Defense Force even knew that Hezbollah had some such missiles. The ship itself was badly crippled and may be out of action for a year or more.
Experts say Israeli forces inside southern Lebanon are also encountering far more resistance than was expected from Hezbollah guerrillas. The Israeli conduct of the war has prompted a commentator in the newspaper Haaretz to write, 2 weeks after Israel set out to defeat Hezbollah, its military achievements are pretty limited. Paul Rogers agrees.
So the reality is, as of now, 2 weeks into an intensive air war, Hezbollah is as able to fire missiles as it was on day one. So I think there is a general recognition that degrading Hezbollah's capabilities by air simply will not work, and the civilian casualties will be very high. So that does mean that major ground intervention will follow at a much larger scale than is currently being done.
The Israeli government has decided not to expand its offensive in southern Lebanon. Officials say they just want to clear Hezbollah from the border area and create a security zone. Experts say if the Israeli goal is to destroy Hezbollah's fighting ability, that may take some time and may not be a permanent answer. They say a lasting political solution to the Lebanese crisis must be found in order to prevent future wars and avoid a repeat of the current destruction and loss of life. Andre Dineshner of VOA News, Washington.